mean, yeah, player safety is a big key. And I guess that's the direction we're going in. So I guess any little detail in that can help us out.
Randall, sorry if you asked this, but when you did come in here at 11, what was your first impression of going against Charles?
He was just a smart guy. I mean, such a smart player. I mean, obviously he's one of the more athletic guys. I mean, any defense player that wins the Heisman, and, you know, look at him. When I came in, he was 13, 14 years in the league, and he was just savvy. I mean, he understood route concepts. I feel like he was breaking out of his break before I was getting out of mine when I first got here, and he just understood the route concepts, and he made it difficult.
Randall, particularly you and Jordy, the guys that are in here, the aggressiveness with which you attack the blocking end of thing. I know it's not your full time job, but but the starts touchdown against Tennessee. You came in and had a big block, another good one. I mean, the way you guys approach that block, where does that come from? You don't see that from a lot of wide receivers around the league. The aggressiveness is what you're
doing. I think it comes from our room. I think it comes from Coach Bennett. He emphasizes that we're going to be tough players. We're going to be the best we can be in every aspect of the game, regardless of if it's a pass play or a screen or whatever it is. We're going to handle our job, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability. And at the end of the day, it comes down to attitude and effort and run blocking. I mean, our technique, we work on those kind of things. But at the end of the day, it's attitude and effort and who's going to go out and get it done.
Do you actually like it?
No, I don't. But, that's part of it. Whenever one of my teammates have the ball, it's my job to, get him as much room as he can and give him big blocks, and that's what I try to do.
How demanding he is of him receivers and Jeff Chan, as we kind of saw that happen with him yesterday. What was an early experience you had where you could tell he's going to push you to be as good as you possibly can? Do you have an early experience like that where you could tell?
Yeah, I still have those experiences today. He still motivates and pushes me like I am a young guy, like I am just now coming in to this locker room. So I think it's that disciplinary and that motivation that he brings that makes him such a good coach. And he expects a lot from us. He sets a high standard, and when we're not reaching those standards, he's going to let us know.
Have you ever seen a young guy maybe yesterday that has kind of let that affect him negatively, or is it always done in such a positive way that they take it as such?
Well, I mean, it's positive, but I mean, when you got a coach that's on you continuously every day, it does tend to get to you sometimes. I mean, there was times my rookie year where it got to me plenty of times. So it's part of it, and I think it's growing pains. You learn from it. You learn from your mistakes. You make another one. You learn from that mistake, regardless of how old you are or how long you've been here. I had an instance today where something happened, and he got on me. So I mean, that's just the way it goes. You got to be able to take the coaching. He's going to demand a lot, and you have to play up to that demand.
Where did he get on? Was that Edgar or Aaron?
Edgar. Yeah, what's been it?